Bonjour, c'est Françoise Breu, vous écoutez le Melting Pot sur KPFK 90.7 FM à Los Angeles et 98.7 FM à Santa Barbara et dans le monde entier sur kpfk.org.
Listening to KPFK's Melting Pot. My name is Michael Barnes, and I am very pleased and very happy to have in our studio Francois Brut and Marianne Desard, and also Stéphane on guitar. Thank you very much for coming here to KPFK. Welcome.
Thank you.
And you're here in Los Angeles for a show. It's going to be on October 5th, and you're also going to perform a couple songs. And so I'll give it to you. Yes. Francois Brut here on KPFK's Melting Pot.
L'étincelle ou la contrainte du feu. Entre les braises, les flammes vacillent, une fumée noire monte vers le ciel. Il ne me reste que quelques allumettes pour raviver l'ardeur passée. Cette petite lueur, je l'espère aujourd'hui, pour moins pâlir et m'étioler. Et je sais
l'étincelle passera par là. Et je sais, oui, je sais, qu'elle pourra mettre le feu pour. Avec son beau regard de braise, ses cheveux longs d'un roux ardent, ses météores qu'on voit la nuit, qui se déplacent brillamment dans une lumière rougeoyante, seront.
À l'aveuglette.
Pensant toujours. le meilleur qui. Mon sage, mon phare, mon éclaireur. Mais avec tes beaux mots fleuris, je m'égare. Je le sens bien qu'il ne faut pas que ma tête se pose sur tes yeux. Il est temps d'aiguiser mes rêves, d'affûter mes envies. Oh, oh, oh. Avant qu'elle ne s'évapore.
Title track from Françoise Brut's most recent record, A La Vouglette, and performed live here in the studios, KPFK, right here on our show, Melting Pot. And just thanks so much for coming in. I've been a fan, I think, since 2000. I guess it was your second record that came out around then.
Yes.
And heard it while I was in Berkeley working at a station up there, and just was introduction in a lot of ways to the entire French scene, kind of contemporary artists out of France, and just in some ways, it's kind of hard for me to believe you're actually here in the studios because it's very rare for you to be out here in the States. Have you ever toured the United States really long term?
Like- no, it's the first time Mariana has organized this tour,
mm-hmm.
and we have played in Austin, I think it in 1999.
Wow.
And we've just done two gigs in 2008 in Tucson with Calexico and friends.
Yeah.
But it's the first real tour.
Welcome
in USA.
To America. The west side of it.
Yeah. An interesting time to be in the United States. Now, in the US, I would imagine that a number of your fans certainly speak French, but I would also imagine that a number of them are people like me who don't actually speak French, but there's something about your music that draws them in. And one of the things I was wondering is what that experience is like performing, not just in the US, but in a variety of other countries with people who your music speaks to, and clearly they're fans of yours, but may not get a full understanding of all the music.
I'm going to perhaps explain it in French and Marianne
will
translate.
It's actually very, very perfect.
bien, oui, c'est vrai qu'on tourne beaucoup plus.
We tour a lot more.
Tu vas pas plutôt traduire?
Non, je fais en simultané.
Ah non, je vais pas pouvoir, non.
Si, vas-y, fais ton truc.
Oui, on a plus tourné finalement pour ce disque-ci à l'étranger.
Record, we toured a lot more abroad.
Et non, c'est pas possible.
Tu veux pas?
Non, je préfère que tu fasses après. Enfin, je vais pas être trop long, quoi, parce que non, là, je peux pas.
Comme tu veux.
Si ça te dérange pas.
We're going to switch the translation format to instant subtitles. She's going to speak and then I'll try to remember what she said.
It's all good.
Oui, donc voilà, je vais encore me répéter. Pour moi, la musique, ce que je raconte, c'est très important. J'aime la langue française et c'est celle que je connais le mieux. Donc après, c'est vraiment une histoire de globalité. Les gens sentent les choses, même s'ils comprennent pas.
Of course, our home is the French language, but for people, even if they don't understand the language, you know, it's the globality of the musical experience, and that's what matters. It transcends, you know, boundaries of languages.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd actually read it at one time. Like one of your favorite records was Nico's Chelsea Girls, and that it was a record that in some ways kind of a similar experience for me listening to your music, that it was music that was in English, but it was something that you could feel, and that how that with great music that always seems to come through.
Tu as compris?
Oui, vaguement.
J'ai pas compris la question, mais s'il y avait une question. Mais pour lui, c'est la même expérience, en fait, l'album
oui,
de Nico.
Oui, c'est vrai que, oui, nous, on écoute beaucoup de choses dans des langues étrangères et beaucoup de musique anglo-saxonne, et on prend des bribes de mots, enfin, on comprend pas tout, mais il y a des choses qui passent, quoi.
Yes, si I mean, she, of course, listens to a lot of anglo-saxon music, music you don't necessarily understand. In terms of words, but it all comes through.
Mm-hmm. This most recent record, La Vue Glent, is the first time that you've written lyrics yourself. You've been known as this great interpreter of other people's songs and a great collaborator with other people. I was wondering why you chose this moment to finally write your own songs.
En fait, le travail d'interprète était très très intéressant à faire au niveau récolte de chansons, et j'en ai eu un petit peu marre, et j'étais avec des musiciens avec qui j'avais travaillé déjà depuis longtemps, et c'était le bon moment pour travailler avec eux et me mettre j'étais beaucoup plus en confiance pour l'écriture.
The thing that's wonderful about being an interpreter is you gather amazing songs, you get to work with a lot of different people, but it was the right time to start doing this.
Oui, parce que oui, c'est par rapport aux gens avec qui je travaillais. Si, j'aurais pas pu le faire si ça avait pas été avec Boris et Luc et que je connaissais bien musicalement, tu vois.
And I think what put her into confidence was that she was working with Boris and Luc, her musician at the time, and was able with them to step into writing lyrics.
How was that experience different working? I just would think that the process of putting the record together and recording the music would be different when people are bringing songs to you versus kind of you're bringing the songs, your own songs, into the studio with your band.
Yes, it's pretty different. Ben non, je vais pas pouvoir continuer. Oui, c'était un travail beaucoup plus long qui a mûri et qui, en même temps, les chansons aussi interprétées ont dû aussi mûrir. Et,
it takes longer when you start, you know, from where she's starting now with writing lyrics and collaborating with musicians. But even if you're interpreting songs, you're getting songs from people, it still takes time. Mm. It's not, you know, key in hand. It takes time to adapt and make them feel like home.
Oui, oui, oui.
It's a translation, betrayal. It's the finest form of flattery.
Something else I'd read in an interview with you in the past was that you found writing songs in French in particular somewhat difficult. And I was wondering if in the process of finally doing this album and writing all the songs in French or singing all the songs in French, in prior records there have been, especially the record just before this, you sang in French and in English and in Spanish. Mm-hmm. This record was all in French. Yeah. And I was wondering if that was, you felt like that was an important thing to do with this first record where you're writing your own lyrics to have it all be in French?
Yes, because I can only write in French. I could translate some song, but it's with French. I can play with the words, and it's a sort of game. But I would like to write in English, but it's another. Perhaps I will do it, but I think I will work with somebody who knows this language perfectly, because I like very much to sing in English and in other languages. Mm-hmm. Another way to play with the words and to put the words in the music.
I know that, or at least I believe that, not speaking French, that à la vouglette means, more or less, translation in English is at random? Or in random?
Catherine.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Ça veut dire quoi?
Okay.
À l'aveuglette, la traduction en anglais, en fait.
Yes, blindly or something. When you're doing things and you don't think too much and you're going straight and without seeing things.
You just go for it.
Uh-huh. That I think actually it makes more sense with how the record sounds. Because originally I had thought that the title was kind of at random, and in some ways some of the song titles and song themes seem to be all over the place, but the music and how everything comes together seem to be very very consistent and very. I mean, this was, to me, this is the best of your records. And I was wondering if part of that might be because it's really the record that is most you. It's your songs that you're writing. And it's been produced with longtime friends, musicians who know you very well as well. And so it seems like the process of putting this record together, certainly with writing the lyrics, was different, but just the how everything came together, it seems to be maybe a different way than you've put out the other records. The music certainly came across, I don't know why, but it just came across differently or more kind of personal in a way.
Tu as suivi tout ça? En fait, c'est la même chose, mais il dit au niveau de la musique, c'est consistant, il y a un vrai ensemble.
Oui, mais je...
Il n'y a pas de question non plus. Hein.
Qu'est-ce que je peux dire?
Yes, yes. You're right. You nailed it. Yep. C'est son préféré. Hein.
Oui, ça j'ai compris, mais je voulais... Non, mais...
C'est ton préféré aussi?
J'en sais rien. Non, j'ai pas de préféré. Enfin...
I was asking her if she had a favorite of all her albums, but she doesn't.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. I've been a fan for a long time and heard all the records. It was just something that struck me about this album just because it seems like there are... Every song sounds different from the next, but there are themes, and because of the instrumentation that's used, there are things that kind of keep coming back throughout the record. And so it just had this feel to it that more than I don't know exactly how to explain it. I just kind of like this record that was really produced amongst friends. It's a record that I could have seen kind of coming together very quickly and being played in just like somebody's apartment. Because the instruments don't change too much from song to song, though the song structures change quite a bit. And the elements that are in them are very, very kind of natural. Even when they're amplified, everything just fits in a way that seemed different than prior recordings to me.
Tu as suivi?
Tu peux me...
Non, en fait, pour lui, c'est un album qui a... Enfin, il a l'impression que ça s'est fait rapidement, que ça a été, il y a les mêmes instruments, il y a, même si les structures changent quand même entre les morceaux, mais qui a été fait dans un ensemble, en fait. Quelque chose de rapide.
Ben, ça, non, pas du tout.
It wasn't done quickly.
C'était un long processus. Enfin, en même temps, ça n'a pas non plus été des mois, hein, mais ça a été... On a fait 10 jours, 15 jours en studio, et puis après on a fait les morceaux sur scène,
and then live.
Et puis après on est retourné en studio, on a refait une session, et c'est pas si long en même temps.
It's not so long, but...
But, ouais. ça m'a paru beaucoup plus douloureux qu'une interprétation simple, puisqu'il a fallu
just
que
interpreting
ça sorte,
songs.
Ça sorte comme ça.
Because it had to come out like that.
Yeah, well, it sounds effortless, the record, especially in listening to it from beginning to end. And I was, especially a song like Les Unipos, which might be, for me, I got the record from France in 2008, and it was on my best of records of 2008. And then it came out in the States in 2009, and I put it on my best of 2009 again. And that song, I think, was one of the great songs of that year. And it's something that again, just kind of hits people in a certain way. And it seems, just from the rough translations that I was able to do, not being a French speaker, it seems like it's something about kind of either something along the lines of young love, or kind of just this like spirit and youth kind of coming through. Maybe you could talk a little bit about what you were feeling in writing the song.
Jeune pousse mean young sprouts. it's about kids.
Okay.
It's not about. It's about the energy of the childhood and the fact I'm living in a town, and it's very 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 hard for the children to live in town and to run on the.
The streets,
mm-hmm. And it's about the energy and perhaps the freedom of I would like to give more for them, and but it's impossible.
And was it something that was inspired by your children?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Another song on the record was also, at least I think, directly inspired by your children or your son.
Yeah. 2012. It's to give courage to my my son who is going to be a teenager. And it's not very easy every day to accept that he's growing up it's about that.
Now, La Vouglette was recorded in 2007 and 2008, and took a little time for it to get our way, but I'm wondering if you're already going through the process of coming back to the studio, or are you going to write songs for the next record as well?
I'm trying to write songs, now. It's just the beginning.
Mm.
I've toured a lot last year, and I make a pause. I've made a pause because I'm also an illustrator, and I've made few little gigs, I have to. J'ai eu besoin de faire une pause pour pouvoir justement me mettre à écrire.
She needed to take a break so she could start writing again.
Mm. That was one of the things I wanted to ask you about, because the illustration on the front cover of the new record is one of yours.
No.
Oh, that was not yours?
No.
Oh, whose was that?
It's my boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
He's also a graphist, and he has done all the graphism.
Artwork.
The
design.
Artwork, yeah, the design of this record.
Do you find that your work as an illustrator and as an artist in terms of drawing and painting, does that experience and that kind of creative process very similar to what you do as a musician, or are the worlds kind of, do you keep them separate?
Completely separate. The work of illustrator, you are completely alone, and you decided what you want to do, and it's a very solitary
job.
Mm.
And I like music because it's a way to meet people and to work with musicians and to share what we want to do. C'est ce que j'aime bien dans la musique, c'est le fait d'échanger et que je suis pas seule, je suis obligée de toute façon
she has to be
travailler avec des gens
parce
que je ne joue pas d'un instrument
et
que chacun apporte ses idées
and everybody brings their own ideas.
C'est ça le plus excitant.
Okay. Is there any chance, especially since the two of you are on tour right now going around the United States, that somewhere along the lines you and Marianne will come to the studio and maybe either record an album or a few songs together here in the near future?
Maybe. I would hope so. I don't think there's much time on this tour, though. It's very tight. We barely have time to sleep, so Maybe we don't need sleep. Maybe we just go record.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the day where we can tour in a recording studio on Wales. That would be fun.
That will be in the future, the great future. Well, as I was saying earlier, you know, as a listener and someone who doesn't speak French, I'm really always taken to your music, and in some ways it makes sense to me that you also are an illustrator and you paint, because to me a lot of your songs and the way they come out are kind of like works of art, especially when you don't speak the language, and so you have to comprehend something on feeling more so. It's very much like when you experience paintings and from different cultures or different places that you don't really know the artists, but there's something about what they do and what they create that that speaks to you and inspires you to do something as well. And so I again just can't thank you enough for being here and performing for us here at KPFK. And I think we can get a couple more songs.
Yes.
Okay, that would be marvelous. Once again, we've been speaking to Françoise Brut with translation and commentary from Marianne Desand and guitar from Stéphane here at KPFK in Melting Pot.
dans l'herbe tendre, cheveux au vent, bourgeons fougueux et rayonnants, ivres de cris et pleins d'élan. Dans les courtes tratatinées, il se défoule à perdre haleine, les trottoirs sont toujours trop étroits. Tant d'énergie qui se déploie. On aimerait qu'il soit sans limite, que leur course n'ait jamais de fin, qu'ils puissent prendre leurs jambes à leur cou et hurler comme eux.
Very, very nice. Our guest once again today has been Françoise Brutz, performing very soon in Los Angeles, October 5th. And just thank you so much once again for coming in.
Thank you to have invited us.
And we have tickets to go see Françoise Brutz and also Marianne Desaad over at the Fretted Frog. This show originally was scheduled for Echo Curio, but they unfortunately have closed. So this is at the Fretted Frog, which is at 1200 North Alvarado in Los Angeles. And this is going to be coming up on Tuesday, the 5th of October. Tickets to see Françoise Brutz and Marianne Desaad, give me a call at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. And another song from Françoise Brutz, Mouchoir de Poche, here on KPFK in Melting Pot.
Je ne me sens plus à l'étroit dans ce mouchoir de poche. Je ne tourne plus en rond. Équipée d'une loupe, je découvre les détails et me suis rapprochée de l'infiniment petit. Dans le moins devenu si vaste. Avec les yeux d'une fourmi, je me promène et m'aventure. Et je prépare mon envolée.
Au creux de ton épaule, je pose enfin la tête. J'aspire à retenir ta voix. Je vais frôlant ton bras. Je te fais la fête à ta vue. J'ai tant à te dire que je ne sais encore avoir pris corps en moi. La vitre puis Paris, le ciel. Et puis la mer, marcher, errer sur une plage, n'attendre rien de toi, ne plus savoir que dire, penser comme un demi-sommeil, qu'il y a déjà 2 heures que le ciel s'est. Plongé, son corps plane au-dessus des vagues. Ses mains qui trouvent l'eau, flashback sur nos blessures. Vois-tu de nos pas sur le sable? Restera rien, l'orage innocent s'est passé. Restera rien, l'orage innocent s'est passé, lassé. Thank you.
Et je pète. Please don't stay. Pay me well. Take up all your jewels and gold. Bury them. Shadows choose their horrors, designed for music. Don't you fly, go away, little bird. Don't stay. Fare thee
thank you. your number 37, have a look. She's gonna smile to make you frown. What a clown. Little more, she's from the street. Before you start, you're already beat. She's gonna play you for a fool. It's true, 'cause everybody knows
she's a femme fatale.
The things she does to me,
she's a femme fatale.
She's just a little tease,
she's a femme fatale.
See the way she walks, everybody knows
she's a femme fatale.
Think she does to me,
she's a femme fatale.
She's just a little tease,
she's a femme fatale.
See the way she walks, see the way she talks. Ooh, everybody knows
she's a femme fatale.
Music from Aloe Black covering the Velvet Underground and Nico. Femme Fatale, the name of the song from his brand new record, and very good one, Good Things. Also in the set, music from Nico, Little Sister, the name of the track from the Chelsea Girls LP. And then you heard music from both of the artists who will be in town once again on Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday, performing over at the Fretted Frog in Echo Park. Marianne Desard from a self-released record she put out a little while ago called L'Entre Deux. And Flashback, the name of that track from her. And then Françoise Brut, who you heard in that performance and interview. Mouchoir de Pouche, the name of the track from her most recent record, A La Vouclette. And that, all of that, is going to be archived on our KPFK website. The on-demand archives are back. You can just check those out at kpfk.org under audio archives. I'll also have that on my blog, Melting Pot, probably tomorrow. I'll have just the session kind of there available to you, and information about the show, especially for those of you who are interested in going to it. And that'll be on meltingpotblog.com. And of course, if you need to get a hold of me, you can email me at michael@meltingpotblog.com, or check for us on Facebook too at facebook.com/meltingpotradio. That's all I got for you this week. Next week, it's time to raise some funds, and I got some really good goodies for you guys, but we will see what we got going on then. Folk Scene is coming up next here on Radio Powered by the People, KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and across the globe at kpfk.org. Y'all take care. Until next time, I'll see you when I see you.
KPFK's Fall Fun Drive is right around the corner. Hi, I'm Sonali Kolhatkar, host of Uprising. We kick off our fun drive on Tuesday, October 5th, and we'll need to fill our phone room with volunteers. Call Jesse at 818-985-2711, extension 513, or drop an email to volunteer@kpfk.org to set up a shift. You can also visit kpfk.org and click on Volunteer for more details. We're located in North Hollywood, right off of the 101 freeway, and just blocks from the Universal City Red Line Station. The number again to call is 818-985-2711, extension 513. Donating your time is a fantastic way to support your local, fiercely independent radio station.